Your voting record and stated position on gay marriage and the importance of having a quote-unquote traditional family structure for raising children is pretty clear. I disagree with your position, but of course you're entitled to your opinion. I don't want to to impact your opinion on that matter, the recruitment or retention of patriotic LGBT women and men in the CIA, some of whom have of course taken great risks to their lives for our country. Can you commit to me that your personal views on this issue will remain your personal views and will not impact internal policies that you put in place at the CIA?
Senator Harris, you have my full commitment to that. I would only add that in my life as a private businessman, this same set of issues was out there. I had my views at that time as well, and I treated each and every member of the workforce that I was responsible for at those times with the dignity and respect, and demanded of them the same things that I demanded of every other person that was working as part of my team.
And do I have your assurance that this equal treatment will include policies related to child care services, family benefits, and accompanied posts for dependents?
Without knowing the full set of policies and benefits out at the Central Intelligence Agency, I haven't had the chance to find that out just yet. You have my assurance that every employee will be treated in a way that is appropriate and equal.
And that you will not put in place any policies that would discriminate against any members because of their sexual orientation?
Ma'am, I can't imagine putting in place any policy that was discriminatory with respect to any employee.
Thank you. One of the causes those CIA analysts see is the impact of climate change. Do you have any reason to doubt the assessment of these CIA analysts?
Senator Harris, I haven't had a chance to read those materials with respect to climate change. I do know the agency's role there. Its role is to collect foreign intelligence, to understand threats to the world. That would certainly include threats from poor governance, regional instability, threats from all sources, and deliver that information to policymakers. And to the extent that changes in climatic activity are part of that foreign intelligence collection task, we will deliver that information to you all and to the President.